Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework Afield is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This edition features the Sound as Space, Sound as Language workshop given in Tartu, Estonia in February 2007. It features sonic material recorded during the workshop exercises, as well as commentary by the workshop participants. It also features two compositions made using the material from the workshop, one by myself, Patrick McGinley, Murmur, and the second by John Grisnich. For more information, see www.revenantsound.net or contact us here at Framework directly, info@frameworkradio.net.
6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6.
There were almost no rules, and I was able to play like a child, have fun. But it was not only a silly game. It made me listen to the sound carefully. At times it was kind of meditation, because I really heard the silence. It's hard to explain how I heard the silence, but even in music there's always sound and silence, because we have pauses between sounds. And but maybe it was just this careful listening and making sound and listening to it. At times it seemed that time had stopped.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Laura from Tartu, and at the moment I'm on an English-style park in Tartu, which is called Toome Hill. And here are living many birds. These are crows, and they have nests on tops of trees. And there are very many here. But the weather conditions are quite extreme because it's snowing heavily and it's very windy and it's cold too. And for sound art it's maybe extreme, but otherwise it makes good sound.
In February of this year, in the southeastern Estonian city of Tartu, I gave a workshop in conjunction with the Latvian artist Maksims Šentiljev. The workshop was for a group of Estonian university students and Finnish art students. It was entitled Sound as Space, Sound as Language. It was primarily about listening, to specific spaces, to our environment, and about ways of of making that space resonant. So a large part of the workshop was spent doing a series of exercises with found objects, or objects that students had brought with them, and making a lot of recordings of the space itself.
Theater of the part of the workshop which was about exploration of sound as language, the main observation was to realize that participants of workshop were equally able to express themselves through non-musical sounds as sound artists do. And that's really, really special because I know that most people on the workshop were without sound art experience and probably even without deep listening experience. There were people from three different countries and from much more different nations, etc., and different backgrounds and different occupations, and still there was something that underlies all these differences and brings out to surface something which lies really deeper below the layers of culture and national identity and our professional education and role in society. There is something that is somewhere really deep, and this something probably is even very universal and probably is kind of special characteristic of our species. I found the same the same thing with 6-year-old kids who were able to improvise with non-musical sounds on the same level as sound artists do, which is just amazing fact. It's just pushing to try to find some rules or whatever organizes and makes us to be able to express ourselves in the way we do, and to understand what is a structure that we are able to express without any knowing and without any experience.
Hello, Patrick. How are you there? Some words for radio, what I promised. I'm Triinu Lilla, visual artist from Estonia, and took part from a sound-based workshop that Patrick and Max made in February in Tartu, one small city in Estonia. Working with visual materials, colors, structures, motifs from life, it's logical to have interest to sound too, as part of system where we live. It's not just physical. We have surrounded of so many things we can't imagine. And this is so great. I listen a lot to electronical soundscapes. Of course, classical too. This is amazing. And they usually very abstract. But when you go deeper into sound, starts to talk with you. And abstract changes for a real life. It's similar with the sounds in nature. Pure information. It's similar with sounds that surround us in everyday life. But we usually don't listen. Of course, people are different. Perceptions and ways to see life are different. But this is the thing. Multifarious. And I'm very glad about it, that we have it. It could be sad to have everything similar and same. Stuff and things that are not made to make music and sound amazing, funny, serious, thrilling, soft, whatever sounds. And when you let yourself play, it will be super experience. Will open new sides of life and make your living even more fantastic than it is now.
Yeah, there's a famous naturalist, Fred Jüssi in Estonia, who was one of the pioneers of recording the bird sounds and making soundscapes, you know. He has like a lot of recordings of soundscapes which are by now are lost, you know. Estonia sounds differently than 50 years ago or 30 years ago. And I remember him saying that, you know, evolutionally also the sense of hearing is one of the oldest. You can shut your mouth and you can close your eyes, but you can't shut your ears.
Now I'm standing in the middle of Tartu in a park, and we have this totally immense snowstorm going on and around. The wind is quite heavy at times, and the snow is quite thick already, and it seems like it's going to be this way for some days. So, and under those quite exceptional conditions, I'm trying to recollect a few memories from this really wonderful workshop we had in January. X.
What I found actually, what I value most actually in this kind of things that you do or John do or we do is that it's extremely useful for your ear. You could almost say that if somebody can say that there was a light, now I can see, and then you could say maybe also that there was a sound, now I can hear, or something like that, because in doing that, I mean, especially participating in this kind of work, it somehow tunes your ear to I don't know, another level or something like that. Thank you. there was an exercise which I liked really a lot, which was, you know, when we had to do with three people, you know. And I think it was in a way that somebody started and you, in the right moment for you, when you felt you had to jump in and join, and then the third person, then the third person joined. It was a very nice experience to do, or yes, to practice, to do it.
On one play, we had task to bring some stuff from home, and I took tape line from metal, electrical fire starter, and tea strainer. The electrical fire starter made a specially sharp and vibrant, cool sound. And playing it together with other stuff we had there, like bees and tins, bowls, on same time, on small groups, it came very great. Full of energy. And this I really liked it. For me was this workshop similar with abstract painting. When you let go realistic pictures in your mind and go to, so to say, child level inside yourself and just enjoy and play with open heart, you will see and hear something for what you can't have words. Just you... you don't have. So, and to everyone, good mood, fresh air, and don't put yourself to frames, then your life is perfect.
Thank you.
That's one thing. Maybe it's biological. Maybe it's not. I don't know that. But it's something very, very primal, very basic, I think, because I know you have been listening lots of folk music of the world. Am I right? And probably you've noticed that. And it's not only in folk music. It's music in general. But it's you can. I think in most of the cases you can actually also hear the environment in which this music is created. When you're listening to the music of ants or music of Telemark in Norway, you can actually hear the sound of the mountains. Or when you're listening to the music of the desert, you can hear the sounds of desert there. Or when you're listening to the yodeling of pygmies in African jungle, you can hear all those weird sounds that the jungle itself produces. So it's the sound system of the earth and the music are very closely related or connected, I think.
I really like this room exploration lesson. it's strange that you can always take a familiar room and start to explore it by sound instead of vision. the experience is totally different. It's a step. It's about stepping out of ordinary life and listening to the room and get in touch with the room, with sound, how it sounds. Yeah, it was a good experience, and I'm really grateful for that. Thanks.
Okay. In the beginning of, on the very first day, we listened quite a lot of sounds. I would even say that's music, because they or sounds. A lot of recordings, different recordings, which lasted quite a long time. I think it was nearly hour or over that, and. I wouldn't. Maybe it was kind of a tiresome for somebody. For me, it wasn't. It was very interesting. But after the listening sessions, I said that if we would listen to all this stuff again, we would hear it completely differently. And I would still say the same, which brings me to a. So another issue which is very interesting actually to talk about, and which is related to the work of this kind of work of that sound artists too, is the time sound relations, because and it's also connected with this thing I said, that tuning your ear, because it won't happen in a short while. It needs a time, and in this sense, it maybe you can compare it to some kind of religious or meditating practice, because you have to concentrate on just one thing, or you, yeah, it's something about concentration and concentration and time, because when you're concentrating on something for a longer time, then the quality of the thing you're concentrating is starting to change. Don't you think so?
I think that on some primal or instinctive level, most people would find certain sounds in their environment as pleasing as the most famous pieces of music. But those environmental sounds do not seem to enjoy any value or respect on some more articulated or social level. Those environmental sounds are not considered as respectable art as conventional forms of music, and so people do not really elaborate their instinctive interest in environmental sounds. But I have this little idea that maybe sometime in the future this situation changes, and the kind of sound art and music that uses field recordings and found sound and the like will be really popular, like today is maybe rock music or country music or pop or whatever. If this happens, it will be because it's becoming widely known that an author is really dead and everybody can really be an artist, even a river or a wind or a bird or a highway can be artist. And of course, recording and mixing equipment has become really cheap and easy to use. People don't realize those things quickly because patterns of culture, patterns of what is considered as music or as art or as beautiful, those patterns change slowly. But if this really happens, and field recording will become popular, it will certainly be also kind of sad. Because today all this sound stuff is still strange and wonderful. I remember this nice workshop in Tartu. I remember how participants were asked to bring along some items to make sound with. This was of course new kind of activity for most of us, because people usually don't do these kind of things. Juhtus nõnda, et kõik need nimetud või emoloogilised elukad, helielukad, nagu rokkisid genialistide klubis ringi selles helide majas. Nad nagu meenutasid mulle natuke neid väikseid geneetiliselt muundatud päkavike või käemuseid filmist Blade Runner. So members of our group reminded me of some children who have come home with some weird creatures like kittens or toads or butterflies or huge beetles or little fish or midgets. And those children are not sure whether their mom will be happy about those creatures at home. But it was kind of nice to see how our members, after a short while, set all their creatures free in the big house where the workshop was held. Those nameless, illogical creatures rocked around in the House of Sounds, like those genetically mutated dwarves in Blade Runner movie. And it seemed to me to happen that the people who brought along all those strange creatures kind of vanished. people became unnoticeable or like shadows comparing to those creatures who became much more real in a way. And in the end, the house, this house of sounds, was full of arrogantly rocking and roaming sonic beings and totally silent human-shaped black shadows.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.